heard a lot about the Democrats' victory in the special election on Tuesday. A Democrat won in a heavily Republican district. And according to Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid, the reason for the victory was clear.
Why? Because the number one, two, and three issue in that congressional district, as is all over the country, is destroying Medicare as we know it.
All right, so the Democrats clearly wanted to take advantage of that victory, and they called for a vote on the bill that would reshape Medicare, forcing Republicans to enter a yes or no vote. And it turns out that the Democrats won another victory. We're joined now by Jennifer Steinhauer. Steinhauer, congressional correspondent for our partner, the New York Times. Jennifer, this appears to be, in some ways, just a plain political move to take advantage of this victory in New York.
Are you speaking about the vote in the Senate?
Yeah.
Yes. Well, the Republicans have argued correctly that the Democrats in the Senate have not come up with their own alternative budget as the alternative to the Ryan plan. And so what Harry Reid did was very unusual, which is to bring the other party's budget to the floor for a vote. And obviously he did do that because he wanted to force Republicans, particularly those from moderate districts, those who are up for re-election in 12, to have to take a vote on that.
How long could this issue actually, I mean, is this this week only? We're going to be talking about people hating the Medicare, Paul Ryan's Medicare plan, and then it's going to fade out?
Well, I don't think it's going to fade out because, first of all, Democrats have made it very clear, they stated it explicitly on Wednesday, that they intend to continue to use the Medicare issue to hit Republicans, certainly through 2012. And obviously part of the purpose of having that vote is with those kind of campaign ads in mind. And the flip side of that is that Republicans have already signaled that they're going to remind people how they took back the House in part in 2010, which is by reminding voters that there were changes to the Medicare program as part of the health care overhaul.
And we should say that when they called for that vote in the Senate on Paul Ryan's Medicare bill, it was actually defeated 57-40. Was that a bit of a surprise, how soundly it was defeated?
I don't think it was that much of a surprise. I suppose that the Democrats anticipated that a few more Republicans might have voted against it, so they might have been surprised by how few went the way they did. But basically, the ones who voted against it were the ones who indicated early on that they were going to vote against it.
You know, it's so interesting, the Republican votes and the fact that Harry Reid has kind of pulled a Boehner here by using his power in the Senate to basically do the kinds of things, the exact sorts of things that John Boehner was doing in the House right after the election in November.
Yes, although I would draw a distinction there. Harry Reid brought this to the floor to embarrass Republicans. John Boehner was using his majority, his new majority in the House, to do symbolic votes, and by symbolic I mean because he votes on bills that aren't going to go anywhere in the Senate, to demonstrate the different agenda that Republicans brought to Washington with their victory. So if he has a vote, for example, to repeal the health care law, which is not going to obviously be taken up in the Senate, or actually it was taken up in the Senate for not, but clearly was going to fail there as it did, and President Obama said he would veto it. So it wasn't as if they thought that was going to become the new law of the land, but they did that to demonstrate to people that they were serious about their agenda.
We're speaking with Jennifer Steinhauer, congressional correspondent for our partner, the New York Times. And this morning, Jennifer, the headline seems to be that Paul Ryan stands his ground on his Medicare plan. What is the next step for that proposal?
Well, for that proposal, there really is no next step because House Republicans have already indicated that they're not going to attempt to make that into legislation now. So it's kind of back to the drawing board on both the overall budget, and of course, as you know, this is all tied to negotiations between Republicans and Democrats over raising the debt ceiling this summer. And so it seems, you know, there is a whole parallel track here, which are the talks between Democrats and Republicans led by Vice President Biden. And it's possible that there's going to be some approach to the Medicare program, some changes to the Medicare program through those talks.
Although in the larger debate, they still have to talk about raising the debt ceiling. They still have to talk about voting on a new budget come the fall. So how does this play in? I mean, does this change what we thought of as kind of the prevailing anti-deficit, anti-spending strategy going on in Washington?
I think so. I mean, Democrats certainly understand that the answer for them politically can't be, we're not going to change anything, we're not going to cut anything. And you saw that even when they began to negotiate their way through a short-term spending plan to get through the fiscal year. There were cuts to the current spending year as part of that the Democrats agree to. It's kind of like people on some level agree with the goal. They certainly don't agree with the path, and that's certainly true when it comes to entitlement programs. And don't forget that the Ryan plan also called for a lot of changes that got swept under the rug in the Medicare debate, but for changes to the Medicaid program as well. And there are some Republicans, Democrats who think the Social Security needs to be addressed, and many who think it should not be. So there are going to be a lot of discussions about all these entitlement programs, and there's going to be discussions about spending in all areas of government, and that is all going to be part and parcel of the negotiation over the debt ceiling. It's all going to be one thing. Whether they can actually do a budget for this fiscal year is another question, particularly when Democrats have not offered anything beyond what the president offered for the next fiscal year.
So Newt Gingrich, presidential candidate Newt Gingrich, got rode out on rails for criticizing Paul Ryan's budget not too long ago. Maybe Newt Gingrich will then go back and criticize it yet again.
Well, actually, what Newt Gingrich did this week is go and tell Republicans, don't worry, stay strong, you're taking criticism for this, but everybody knows that Medicare needs to be reformed, and you should lead the way.
All right, Jennifer Steinhauer, a congressional correspondent for our partner, The New York Times. She's talking about a vote in the Senate yesterday. What happens is the Senate Majority Leader actually called for a vote on Paul Ryan's Medicare reform bill, and that bill was defeated 57-40. Jennifer, thank you so much.
Thank you.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.